Hey, what's up? You're listening to What's the Tea with Mikey Love. Hey, what's up? It's What's the Tea with Mikey Love, and tonight we're talking about the whole Rima Houston versus Bobby V case, or should I say Bobby V versus Rima Houston case. If you've been living under a rock, you do know that he slept with a transgender, and afterwards she recorded him because she wanted her money, and he was short of the funds. He did not pay at all. So instead, she recorded him running out of her apartment saying, bring back your money if you want your clothes and your shoes and whatever else you got, your keys and everything else, child. Well, he was suing for a defamation of character, but he failed to show up at the court case last week, so therefore the court case is thrown out. Rima Houston went on yesterday, which was Monday. She's talking, and I think it's a little too soon to be talking. I think she should let it go, let it be, it's thrown out. I mean, she's lucky for that. She's very lucky that he did not show up at the court case. People are saying that he was scared, but you know, it's mighty funny that after he was called out, he showed pictures of his baby, I think it's a baby girl he had, a baby boy. Anywho, he has a baby, whatever, child. He's showing pictures that he's a father and everything, and it's mighty funny that when you get caught, you know, in the LGBT community, you want to try to prove your manhood. Like, I mean, it's a little too late for that. But my thing with Rima Houston is, shut the hell up. You are free, girl. You got all free. Take it as a blessing. Use your 15 minutes of fame and turn it into an hour-long edition of fame, girl. Like, I mean, this whole case thing that you had with Bobby V and everything, yeah, it was hot topics in the beginning, but, you know, shit got old. Usher came out, he had herpes and shit like that. That's not true. So, I mean, I'm going to talk about that, too, in the next segment. Ooh, child. It's a mess. It's a mess. But Rima Houston, girl, shut up. Collect your coins, honey. Prove that you can do something and not use Bobby V's name all the damn time. Come on now, because you pretty much sounded like damn, what's her name, Remy Ma, going after Nicki. No, it's not hot no more, it's not cute. All right, y'all, this has been What's the Tea with Mikey Love. Comment your thoughts below, honey, if you can, and let me know what you think. Bye, boo. It's What's the Tea with Mikey Love. And honey, do I got some tea to pour for you, honey? Because this tea is piping hot. Where your teacup's at, boo-boo? Honey. All right. So, let's jump into this, boo. Okay? Because Remy Ma, she did an interview with InsideMedia.com. And the interviewer asked her, he asked Remy, he said, would you ever do a song with Cardi B? And she said that Cardi B grabbed her at the... what is it, VMA Awards, and asked her to do a song with her. Like, she was just like, we got to do a song together. And so Remy, she was like, boo, you got my number, girl. Hit me up. All right, so with that being said, they're going to do a song together, okay? Now, the streets are buzzing because they're like, is this song going to be a sneak diss to Nicki Minaj? Well, honey, you know that we all are over the whole Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj thing. Especially when Remy pulled that, whatever she tried to pull at the VMAs, honey, talking about some Nicki was good. I mean, come on, the shit is just old. Like, Remy, you are great in your own lane. You don't need this whole Nicki beef to keep you relevant. If this is going to be a Nicki diss song, go listen to it, because I'm tired of it. And I don't think Cardi B is pressed for Nicki, because Cardi B is on her own lane, but she's living life. She's at number one now. She just performed at Floyd Mayweather's fight. She just did the VMAs as well, child. I mean, she is on cloud 1000, honey. That bitch is floating. And my thing with that is, she don't need a person like Remy to ruin her image by this whole Nicki Minaj bullshit. You feel me? So with that being said, honey, the streets are talking. And I don't know how true this is, because I haven't heard anything or anything like that from anybody. But they're saying that Nicki, Foxy Brown, and Trina are teaming up to do a song together versus Cardi B, Lil' Kim, Remy Ma, and Def Loaf, honey. These women are all teaming up to be on a project, a separate project though. It's gonna be a Nicki, Foxy, and Trina versus Cardi B, Lil' Kim, Remy Ma, and Def Loaf. So my whole thing with that shit is gonna be fire. It's gonna be fire. And my thing with Lil' Kim is, if this is true, I want her to get that old 90s, early 2000s Kim sound back. This whole Kimi Blanco shit, this whole auto-tune shit, boo, this is not for you. This is not for you, and I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it at all. So y'all let me know what y'all think. Call in. Let me know what y'all think about this whole thing. Let me know if it's a good idea or not. I mean, just be real with me, boo, and we gonna talk about this shit. All right? So I will talk to y'all in the next segment. Bye, boo. Hey, what's up? It's Wesley T with Mikey Love. And right now, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Tickles and Tots. Thank you so much for checking out my channel. To all my listeners, please go over to Tickles and Tots and check out their lovely channel as well. All right, boo, we will be chatting. Love you and talk to you soon. Bye, boo. Hey, what's up? It's What's the Tea with Mikey Love. Now, before I get started, I would like to just send my condolences and send my prayers to all of the people who were affected by Hurricane Harvey. My prayers are with you guys, as well as my heart. Jumping into this story right here, it's just a thought that I had while taking a nice hot shower. That shower gave me life. And in the process of doing so, I thought about one thing. What if Destiny's Child got together to do a benefit tour? Not concert, a benefit tour for Houston. That would be epic if they had all of the original members, excluding one, but we're not gonna mention that name because we're not gonna be messy in this time of need. But what if Destiny's Child got together to do a benefit tour? That would be like so epic, right? I mean, come on. That would be humongous, and the money would go back to Houston. Genius, right? Give me, girl, I be thinking, honey, and you know everybody is wanting a Destiny's Child reunion. Everybody's wanting to see the girls reunite, and I'm talking about the original Destiny's Child too. I'm talking about LaToya and LaTavia. Yes, honey, coming back to Destiny's Child to do a benefit tour. Not a concert, but a tour, a worldwide tour. I mean, hey, anything is possible. Anything is possible when Beyonce is in it, okay? So I want to know, have they even thought about this? Has it even crossed anybody's minds? I mean, but that would be epic. This is a time for Destiny's Child to come back because that is their hometown. That's where they originated from. I mean, so this would be perfect for Destiny's Child to reunite for a Houston benefit tour. Damn, I'm smart. But I'm serious though. So if y'all hear it anywhere else, know y'all heard it from Mikey Love first. Okay, boo. So let me know your comments. Call in, comment, do whatever you have to do. But just let me know what you think about that. I mean, if you are a true diehard Destiny's Child fan, just let me know. All right, and we'll be talking, boo. All right, so y'all have a great night. Bye, boo.